from the Triple M studios.
God, it's all happening.
This is the Marty Shear Gold Show. Triple M.
Top six.
Oh, wow. Come on, Gary.
What happened?
What was that? What's going on?
One of the great tracks.
That was my fault.
You're pretty
sorry.
Heavily involved in that. This was usually when things go bad.
Usually
when things go bad.
Yeah.
I'm so blind. I should not be on air. I've never been this drunk with a microphone in front of me.
These are jokes.
It's a joke.
It's a joke.
Of course it's a joke.
We're joking.
Coming in at number one on the top six at six this morning, Michael Jackson's own nephew, Jafar Jackson.
Jafar?
Jafar.
Really?
Janir.
Janir. Joe over there. Did you come here?
Escape.
Did you get out?
Do you think?
Do you think?
Okay.
Do you know? Michael Jackson's own nephew, yes. Jafar Jackson, will play him in an upcoming biopic. Yeah. The film's director, Antoine Fuqua.
Do you want to have a go at that one?
No.
No.
Posted a picture of Jafar in character on Instagram to announce the news yesterday.
Yeah, it's Jermaine's son.
Well, that movie's closer than you think.
That is excellent.
Coming in at number two, former sports minister Martin Pakula has accepted a role with the AFL just 2 months after his retirement from politics. Martin will work one day a week as a major projects advisor, concentrating on infrastructure projects and the AFL's proposal for a 19th side based in Tasmania. Martin doing a bit of consultancy.
Yeah.
Coming in at number three, this is an awful story. Cindy Williams, who starred in Laverne and Shirley, as Shirley has passed away age 75.
Oh, that is sad.
I loved Laverne and Shirley.
Good theme.
With Penny Marshall. We're gonna make Lenny and Squeaky? Lenny and Squeaky?
I don't remember. I've only briefly sort of watched and the odd episode.
Lenny went on to become Michael McKean, who did all of those Best in Show films. And
I have Gary Marshall in front of me.
Yeah, well, Gary Marshall is the guy behind
it.
Yeah,
Lenny McKean played Michael McKean played Lenny, a different person to what we were talking about before.
Right.
Michael McKean was in Spinal Tap. Yeah. Great group of people. Very funny. Coming in at number four, police are attempting to block protests from being held outside the funeral of George Pell, citing concerns for community safety. Protest group Community Action for Rainbow Rights applied to demonstrate outside the funeral at St Mary's Cathedral in Sydney tomorrow. Well, they should be allowed to protest, surely. Isn't that part of living in a democracy? Protest. I mean, they're walking up and down Bourke Street every other weekend.
Yeah.
But you can't stand out the front of George Pell's funeral.
Mm.
Why?
Yeah. They should be able to protest.
Absolutely.
Live in Australia.
Given his past.
Mm.
Certainly the allegations around him.
Yep.
It's funny, isn't it?
It's funny.
Church and state.
Yeah.
We don't have time.
We do not have time. We do not have time.
Scratch the surface.
He's a big believer in God. Number five, Abbotsford Farmers Market is shutting down after 20 years, leaving stall holders and customers devastated. Mm-hmm. Melbourne Farmers Markets, the operator blamed the closure on a shortage of resources and rising costs. I never went to that farmers market.
I think I went a couple of times.
Is this the one at the convent?
Yes.
Oh,
that's sad. Yeah. I love a market.
Yeah.
Well,
especially the Red Hill one.
That market.
That's a great one, that one.
You don't always get the date of it right.
That's on today, isn't it?
Is it today?
Yeah, I think
head
it
on
is.
Down.
Midday
if you're new to Melbourne. If you're only here for a weekend. Coming in at number six, Zac Efron has touched down in Melbourne to film a new movie, Ricky Stenicki, over the next 2 months alongside John Cena.
Cena.
Whoa. Fan club's here. What's
on the back page? Ba-ba-da-ba. Time for your sporting news now. The Wide World of Will. What's going on, William?
Thank you, Troy. Overnight, the BBC are reporting that Leicester City have agreed to a £15 million deal for Australian defender Harry Suter.
Right.
24-year-old who had a dominant World Cup for Australia in defence.
Yes, he did. Is that 15 a year?
No, that's just the fee. So it would be Stoke City, who are playing in the Championship, the second div of English football. They are going to trade him to Leicester City for that fee.
And does he get any of that? Or does that all stay in the club?
Yeah, that's club and club, and they keep the fees from that.
So how much does he get?
We don't know yet. It's not even confirmed that this is happening yet, but he'll get a fee on top of that. And, of course, he gained international notoriety for his World Cup performances that left Stoke City a little bit worried because they thought the big clubs would come knocking, and they have.
Sure enough.
And then Dundee United, who are 10th out of 12 teams in the Scottish Premiership, they'll receive a 20% sell-on clause, which is where he originally was before he joined Stoke City. So
the money funnels down.
Mm. Yeah, but it's a big deal having Australians in the Premier League. Hopefully we see more of them. In the AFL, the pre-season schedule has been released. Each club will only play one official practice match, which will replicate a standard AFL match of four quarters.
There's no pre-season?
No, there's no competition or anything like that. And then the week before that standard pre-season match, 16 clubs are going to play in a match simulation, which is all but the Bulldogs and the Giants, who are going to have their own intra-club matches.
Right.
And so the competing clubs are going to decide on the times and how long the games are going to go and how many players.
It's a little scratch match.
It's weird scratch matches. The Gold Coast and Essendon, for example, are going to play 6 25-minute periods against each other. Huh? So I'm not sure if these are going to be televised. So
full contact?
Yeah, it sounds like it. So it's effectively only one round of preseason that we're going to have, which means that clubs are going to take it very seriously. It's probably going to be best sides out there, full strength, I imagine. Collingwood will take on Hawthorn in Tassie. Brisbane will take on Geelong, the first men's match at the Lions' new Springfield base up there in Queensland. Melbourne versus Richmond, Essendon versus St Kilda. So
North getting a mention here at all?
Do you want
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. You can't list some and then not others.
Don't make me swear again.
Oh. No, exactly the same time yesterday.
Yeah. You said
that.
North Melbourne are taking on the Bulldogs at Icon Park. And that'll be Saturday, March 4.
What about Carlton?
Saturday, March 4.
Carlton take on Sydney up in Blacktown.
Oh, how horrendous. Make sure you lock your car.
Speaking of
cars, I will.
She's driving.
I'll drive up.
Yeah, pop up for the weekend.
Do a mad drive overnight. Stop in Albury at Vienna World. Have some hot chips and then just keep going.
Keep going.
Speaking of Carlton, internal review into Carlton's AFLW program from December has resulted in the sacking of the senior coach, Daniel Harford.
Yeah, so he's a really lovely guy, Daniel Harford.
He led the club to a grand final appearance in 2019, contracted for another season, but now he's gone. So
I wonder what that's about.
Well, the Blues have determined that a full-time coach was required, and Harford has some media roles. Yeah. He's a host on RSN's breakfast show. So
he's very good.
It would have been a bit of a conflict to have that much time that they think they require for that role. So,
sure.
Unfortunately, he's no longer in that role for Carlton. And we've been speaking about Guinness World Records in the sports segment in the past few days. And now we have another one, Troy.
Yes.
That is David Rush adding to his impressive tally of records. He has shattered the world record for alternate fist bumps in 30 seconds.
Alternate fist bumps?
So he's standing alongside someone and they're just going, like punching.
It doesn't sound like that.
No.
Sounds like something else.
Sounds like me in Sydney on Friday night.
This is the Marty Shergold Show.